理课堂听 class.com。
The shopkeeper walked through a bunch of rugs hanging from the ceiling, and the Baudelaires looked at one another in dismay.
What'll we do? Klaus whispered to his sisters. If the newspaper has arrived, the shopkeeper will read that we're murderers. We better run away.
But if we run away, Violet said, Mr. Poe won't be able to contact us.
Taikui,
Sunny cried, which meant he's had all night to contact us, and we haven't heard from him.
Lou, they heard the shopkeeper call out. Where are you, Lou?
I'm over by the pepper grinders,
the delivery person called out in return.
And wait till you read this story about the three murderers of that count. It's got pictures and everything. I saw the police on the way here, and they said they were closing in. The only people they allowed in the area were me and those volunteer people. They're going to capture those kids and send them right to jail.
Kids? The shopkeeper said. The murderers are kids?
Yep,
the delivery person replied. See for yourself. The children looked at one another, and Sunny gave a little whimper of fear. Across the store they could hear the rustling of paper, and then the excited voice of the shopkeeper.
I know those kids, he cried. They're in my store right now. I just gave them some muffins.
You gave muffins to murderers? Lou said. That's not right, Milt. Criminals should be punished, not fed pastries.
I didn't know they were murderers then, the shopkeeper explained, but I sure know now. It says so right here in the Daily Punctilio. Call the police, Lou. I'll grab these murderers and make sure they don't escape.
The Baudelaires wasted no more time and began to run in the opposite direction from the men's voices, down an aisle of safety pins and candy canes.
Let's head towards those ceramic ashtrays, Violet whispered. I think we can exit that way.
But what happens when we exit? Klaus whispered back. The delivery person said the police were closing in.
Mulek,
Sunny cried, which meant let's discuss that at a later time.